Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We finished up in Daniel chapter 10 in our last message. We'll be there again and then in chapter 11. Stay tuned. Through this series, we're into message number 27 in the book of Daniel, and we can see that in the life of Daniel and the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, a lot of things happened. And we read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 11, now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. We're going to look at what happened. We're going to look at what examples it's talking about here, and what should we be admonished about. Before we do that, though, here's a very familiar message and song, The Old Rugged Cross. Listen to this beautiful message.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling someday for a crown, and exchange it someday for a crown.
Well, once again, the story we have in the book of Daniel, particularly focusing on Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It says, now all these things happened unto them. They happened. These are not fairy tales. These things really happened. There was a furnace of fire heated seven times hotter than it normally was. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in it, and they came out of it. Fine. Why? Because Jesus went in with them. These things happened. Daniel really was in the den of lions. And they happened for examples. That's an interesting word. In John chapter 20 and verse number 25, they're referring to the impressions or the prints, the impressions that were in the hands and the feet of Jesus as a result of being nailed to the cross. These things happen to make impressions. Now, Daniel was impressed a lot through his life. So were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the kings were impressed, as these men were an influence for God. So we see these four teenagers, they came into this Gentile culture, And they were either going to be influenced by the culture or they were going to influence the culture. Well, they made some decisions. Daniel purposed when he was 15 years old that he would not defile himself. Daniel purposed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did too, and they had faith that they could face the fire. Daniel purposed, and we read on when he's in his 70s, maybe early 80s, he had the faith to face the den of lions. Daniel continued, it says. Daniel continued from when he was 15 years old, and he was protected right up until he was 90-some years old. What a tremendous story we have here, and what great impressions. These things happened unto them to make impressions so that we might be admonished in this age in which we are living. It says they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. And so we should be admonished to be an influence. To be an influence is to have the capacity to have an effect on the behavior of someone. Well, we can only live the life that the Lord's told us to live, and we will either influence them to do what the Lord wants, or as Christians, we can influence them to do what he doesn't want. I've been a Christian since 1955. I have seen a lot of people who claim to be serving the Lord, but not too farther down the road, we see them going astray and walking away from the Lord. What a tremendous influence. They're influencing their friends. They're influencing their neighbors. They're influencing people who know them. They're influencing them to go straight to hell when they die because they will not stand and be true to the cause of Jesus Christ. Well, that's not the kind of influence that Daniel had, and that's not the kind of influence that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. They made decisions, and a decision is a conclusion reached after consideration. And so those boys, they decided, are we going to live our life for God, or are we going to just wander through until we die and leave this place, having not influenced anybody for the cause of Christ, or maybe influencing people for the devil? They were living in an environment. They were surrounded by conditions that were in a Gentile culture, and through all of their lives, they did not change their culture as believers in God for the culture of the world around them. And as a result, we see God delivered them from every situation. They had it looked at these things like, well, that fiery furnace, that's just another opportunity. It's the ability to do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. That den of lions, just another opportunity to show the power of God. And so these young people had a tremendous testimony. A testimony is the evidence or proof of something existing or actually being the case. We're going to find out in the days ahead and not too far down the road who are the Christians and who are the Christianettes as we get into this Christ-rejecting world. We're either going to stand, you're going to stand like Daniel stood, you're going to stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood, or we're going to be compromisers. It's going to be one of the true of the two. And what a testimony we can have if we do what the Lord wants us to do. What a testimony for Satan and his followers if we don't. Well, they did what the Lord wanted them to do, and they had a peace that passes understanding. Peace that passes understanding. They had faith. They knew what they believed, and they stood by what they believed, and they had faith to face the fire. They had faith to face the den of lions. They had a determination, that is a firmness of purpose. They had a friendship. Friends are people who are thinking and doing things in a mutual way of doing them. And that's what Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel were. They were friends. Be careful what friends you decide to have in this world, because they will influence you. Daniel influenced the three Hebrews, and they influenced Daniel, and they all influenced everyone that was around them. They faced the pressure. They faced the pressure of friends. They faced the pressure of families. They faced the pressure of the future. They looked at the flames, and they even went into the fire. They faced the pressure, and they purposed in their heart they would not defile themselves. They were persistent unto the end. And so we see their devotion for the Lord, their love and enthusiasm for the Lord, which caused them to live the life that they lived. As a result of that, we see they were protected and they were rewarded for the way that they stood for the Lord. Well, again, we read these things happened unto them for examples or for impressions. They were making impressions on everyone who were watching them live for the Lord. People are watching us today, and we're either making an impression for good or we're making an impression for evil. It's one or the other. These things happen unto them for impressions, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Let's be admonished to serve the Lord.
Earthly pleasures vainly call me, I would be like Jesus. Nothing worldly shall enthrall me, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. He has broken every fetter. I would be like Jesus, that my soul may serve him better. I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. All the way from earth to glory, I would be like Jesus, telling o'er and o'er the story. I would be like Jesus. That in heaven he may meet me, I would be like Jesus. That his words, well done, may greet me, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus.